Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, you know, Alan, you've been on this really cool jag for the last, like, couple of years on Spanish wines and values, and you've done a pretty good deep dive into a lot of the regions, and I've been sort of enjoying that vicariously. But one region that you're really digging into that I'm really going to try to jump into myself in the next year is going to be Rioja.
Yeah, the most important wine region in Spain, hands down. The oldest really well-organized, modernized wine region going back to the late 1800s when the Marquis de Riscal and Morieta kind of reinvented Rioja. It's an ancient wine region, beautiful region. But the thing I'm discovering, I've always suspected about Rioja, is that there's tremendous variety here. And it's not only attributable to the three different sub-regions.
Okay.
But also the different aging protocols. We have the Crianza, which is aged in oak 1 year out of two. The Reserve is 1 year out of three.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Gran Reserve is 2 years out of five. And also you get that. You get the altitude at which the grapes are grown. And also the blends. Because it's mostly Tempranillo, but Garnacha and Mazuelo make appearances in here. So I had a chance to taste four of them. Three of them I was very impressed with. There's one called Atticus Rioja Crianza, 2009, around $14. It was a very dark, brooding Rioja, but it just didn't have a whole lot of fruit going on. And without fruit, there's not a whole lot of interest.
I agree.
So that was why I scored it the way I did.
Okay.
Moving on substantially to some nicer wines. I had three, and let me go from the lighter to the most full-bodied. The first is a very familiar name, La Rioja Alta Viña. Rioja Alta is just wonderful. It's a great winery. This is their wine called Viña Alberdi. It's a Reserva from 2007. And listen to the vintage dates on these, by the way. 2009, 2007, 2010, 2006. These are all in the marketplace right now.
Wow.
So they're doing some aging for you. I just love this wine. It was light, supple, really deeply flavored without becoming the least bit ponderous. And I just think the world of it. Very popular. It's a crowd-pleasing wine. And at $22, a perfect Saturday night dinner wine. Moving up to a little more weighty is Baronia, and this is a Crianza, so it's just aged in oak 1 year, 2 years total required. 2010, though, so I've been holding on to this for a while. This is far more medium-bodied. It has Tempranillo, Garnacha, Mazuelo in it. The aroma features sour cherry, oak, and a note of black pepper. It has a full mouthfeel to it and quite deep, extremely smooth, and it gives you this kind of pleasant slide down into a dark pool of spicy fruit.
Wow.
So Baronia made quite an impression, and at $17 with a great-looking label,
that's a deal.
It's a lot of fun. Finally, a label I think a lot of people have seen, Burgo Viejo. This is their Reserva from 2006. It's been around a long time. Again, Tempranillo, 85% Garnacha Mazuelo comes into it. Velvety smooth and filled with spice. The color is just deep ruby. The aroma features black currant, spicy plum jam, and a pretty whiff of roses. And all that follows through on the palate. What really kind of perplexed me is it got really, really tannic as time went on.
Really?
So, yeah, serve this one with a good hunk of meat, and you'll be very, very happy. I think we'll look at more Riojas down the road. It's a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.